the Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to be talking with our good friend Joel Skousen this morning and about his most recent World Affairs Brief, where he discusses the National Intelligence Estimate that came out that suddenly transformed the entire debate about America attacking Iran and the fact that Iran was working on a nuclear weapons program. And one day, everybody knew Iran was working on a nuclear weapons program. The next day, why, this was called into question by a report that has been floating around Washington for many months that certainly people in the know knew about. Obviously, the president knew about it, but never once mentioned this. We have an organized effort to get America prepared to attack Iran. I get an email or a fax almost every day from Gary Bauer, who was a founding member of the Project for the New American Century. His job is to control the Protestants. And just as we have William Bennett's job is to control the Catholics, and Norman Potter Rhodes is to control the neoconservatives and the Jewish vote. So these all members of the Project for the New American Century have been propagandizing America to go to war with Iran. And certainly even within the Christian community, many Christian leaders, Christian ministers saying, oh, we've just got to attack Iran before they attack Israel. And then suddenly this National Intelligence Estimate comes out and says, well, actually, Iran gave up its plan for developing nuclear weapons back in 2003. Now, what's the truth? I mean, you read this, you get a little confused. How could everything change in one day? Sort of like 1984 and the scenarios that are described there. So with us this morning is Joel Skousen, and he has come up with a very, very provocative analysis. And the reason I enjoy Joel's analysis is that he will take issues that are confusing and actually clarify them so that people like myself and our listeners can begin to see that nothing is as it appears to be. We're being constantly manipulated by the people who hold the reins of power. And this is a beautiful example. How could they transform the entire debate in one day? Joel, why don't you pick up the story? Because I so enjoyed your analysis from the World Affairs Brief, and certainly it makes this whole insane situation begin to be logical. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, this is a case, Dr. Stan, of something that's too good to be true. You have this notion floating around Washington now that the administration is full of a split personality of hawks versus the realists, and people, you know, in the news media keep saying, well, you know, Colin Powell was a hawk, and therefore, you know, he was a realist, and he was out of step with the hawks, and so he got removed, and Condoleezza Rice is kind of a realist, and she's you know, fighting the hawks who want to attack Iran, and all of this is so much baloney, frankly. It's just nonsense.
All right.
You know, there were huge purges that went forth after the first administration out of the intelligence services, where the people who were really against the war in Iraq were purged from that, and you had the same thing happening in the military. Now, it is true that you had some people who, a growing number, who objected to this idea of the war in Iran. They simply weren't buying the intelligence, which was deeply flawed and manufactured, about Iran providing all of the wherewithal for IED construction and maintenance, as well as arms being shown. I mean, one of the basic things that people forget is that the Shiite Islamic Council, the organization that the United States supports, that al-Maliki is part of, has been an Iranian-backed Shiite faction for decades. Iran provides most of the arms and the money for the Syrian militias that are working hand in glove with the United States to supposedly suppress the insurgency in Iraq. And yet Iran is supposed to be our enemy and the United States is supposed to be the friend of Syria, and it's just not that easy to project. So I'm saying that a lot of people just weren't buying the fact that Iran was, in fact, sabotaging everything in Iraq, because they were essentially backing the same groups. The United States and Iran were backing the same groups in Iraq. So there were just an awful lot of problems with the intelligence being sported. But there really wasn't, let me put it this way, there are always differences of opinion. They talk about 16 separate intelligence agencies and how they all came together and unanimously supported this new national intelligence estimate. But in fact, these 16 intelligence agencies, which I read off an interesting list for you last night, I mean, they these are people actually who sit on the Intelligence Council in the United States, and not by any stretch of the imagination do they all have input into something about intelligence about Iran. I mean, you have everyone from the Air Force intelligence, Army intelligence, Marine Corps intelligence, Naval intelligence, which do have something to do with what's going on in Iran. But the main lead is the Central Intelligence Agency. You, of course, have the FBI, which is supposed to be limited to domestic intelligence. And then you have anomalies like the Department of Energy's on the list. I was not aware that they had an intelligence department. But for some reason or another, they're included. There's the Department of Homeland Security, which is kind of new boy on the block. The Department of State has an intelligence system. Department of Treasury, most of that's involved in IRS enforcement issues. Drug enforcement has intelligence, but that's related to drugs. So you see, almost a third of these have nothing whatsoever to do with foreign policy. So there are certain things that lead me to believe at the very beginning that the National Intelligence Estimate is, in fact, a political document that comes out to justify administration threat policies. And so this is the first time, and very suspiciously, that the National Intelligence Agency, or estimate, is not justifying what the administration wants to say are the threats that we face. That is, Iran is the big threat. So something's wrong with this policy. Here you have a total political process that now suddenly backs away from what the president wants. I'm not buying
it. Hold on, though. We'll be right back in just a moment, Joel, here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course what Joel is pointing out is the fact that it's very obvious that the President and Dick Cheney and the White House has been wanting an excuse to go to war with Iran. And yet suddenly you get this national intelligence estimate that is coming out with a position exactly diametrically opposed to that of the President. In other words, obviously there are forces at work in Washington, D.C., that are, you know, at variance with that of the President of the United States. So we do not have a monolithic control. We have other people who have a different attitude, a different approach. But the fact that this report now is on the front page of the New York Times and being read all across the country, you have to understand, if they didn't want this information out, why, you wouldn't be reading it. I mean, it would be either not mentioned at all or buried on the back pages, and there would be no mention at all. So obviously what we're seeing is a variant policy. There are people who have a different agenda. So you pick the story up there, Joel.
The National Intelligence Estimate came out in 2005 and said that Iran definitely had a weapons policy. The key piece of information that they justified that on was a laptop that they supposedly got a hold of from an Iranian engineer, which talked about two programs codenamed L something or other. They had a number and L another number. And these programs, they said, appeared to have something to do with nuclear weapons programs. You know, that's the kind of language that doesn't give me a lot of confidence that this is definitive evidence. When something appears to have something to do with nuclear weapons program. And yet, the National Intelligence Estimate came out with the definitive as Iran has a nuclear weapons program. Now, this was 2005. This new intelligence estimate says they gave it up in 2003. Now, there's some folderol there. I mean, that's a major contradiction here. If they said they gave it up in 2003, that means the National Intelligence Estimate in 2005 was a total fraud. Bolstering my point of view that this is a political document meant to bolster what the administration wants to hear. The big thing that I'm pointing to here is it appears that the administration wanted an out for not attacking Iran right now or for postponing it, and yet to maintain a position that they could attack it later when it was more convenient. I'll get to the reasons why I think this is the real, really what is happening here. But there are other indications that the National Intelligence Estimate was totally manufactured. There's a lot of contradictory statements surrounding it. The foremost one happened as the President made this announcement. He said, "I was made aware of the National Intelligence Estimate last week." So here he is claiming this week that only last week was he made aware of this. Now, this is a President who's going on television and using his public addresses and attacking Iran incessantly about its nuclear program, even making the most egregious statement that if we fail to stop this nuclear, it's going to result in World War III. I mean, that's just an over-the-top type of statement. And yet, he says, "I was only made aware of this last week." I mean, we're talking about something as egregious as the claim that they were totally innocent about knowing about 9/11, and suddenly this just happened, and our intelligence was asleep. Where was all of these 16 agencies? Where was the CIA? Where was the daily briefing telling the President that, oh, you better be careful? I mean, they've had this information for months. Now he's claiming that I was only made aware last week. In fact, he goes on and he says, in August, I think it was, Mike McConnell, who's the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, whose job it is to keep the president briefed, actually his job is really to be the political czar over all of the intelligence agencies to make sure that they suppress any dissent as opposed to the political will of the administration. So he comes in to him, says to President Bush, and said, we have some new information about Iran. He didn't tell me what the information was. He did tell me it was going to take a while to analyze it. Ray McGovern, former intelligence agent, said, I am totally shocked and incredulous. The notion that the head of the National Intelligence Directorate would whisper in Bush's ear, I've got a surprise for you. It's really important, but I'm not going to tell you until we check it out first. He says the whole thing is preposterous.
Of course.
So if Bush is lying and making up stories about how this NIE came about, that means that he knows that he was briefed before. He was continuing to harass Iran. But to my estimation, it means not that Iran really did drop their nuclear program. They just simply used this as an excuse to appear to stymie the Bush agenda. And Bush is resisting. Bush is saying, I'm not going to be stymied. It's not going to happen on my watch that Iran, it's still dangerous. If it had a nuclear program, it's still got a nuclear program. And while I have to accept the national intelligence, I'm going to be watching them like a hawk. In fact, I'm going to demand that they tell us exactly what they had in 2003 and continue to threaten Iran. But obviously, the rug has been pulled out of the scenario that the United States goes to war with Iran. There's a certain amount of commitment and faith that has to be lost here. I mean, the whole world is laughing at George Bush. He doesn't realize he's been set up to be the laughing stock of the world as the United States becomes or has the image of being the bully of the world, the antagonist of the world. But he certainly is the laughing stock of the world. And now as he goes forward, attempting to get another round of sanctions in the United States against Iran, the rest of the world is saying, oh, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, Iran has been vindicated. Iran is jubilation supreme, going to all the world saying, look, we were right. In fact, I'm convinced that Iran is just very, very confused here. What's going on itself? I mean, they know they have a nuclear weapons program. Well, I'm not in favor of the attack on Iran because I think the globalists who drive the Bush administration have this ulterior motive. They're not interested in protecting Israel or the United States, and they're interested in fomenting a war and attacking people until they engender a retaliation against the United States so that they can justify our going into a world war again is the real agenda here. And that's why I'm not in favor. But I by no means believe that Iran is not trying to gain a nuclear weapon. I mean, if I were Iran, I would be trying to get one. If I knew that I were in the crosshairs of the globalists, I'd want a nuclear weapon. I'd want any other kind of weapon I could to defend myself. And I think that's what Iran is doing. So it's totally unbelievable that suddenly all of the intelligence has been turned around by a single piece of information, which claims to be some notes that they got from some Iranian officials expressing displeasure that the Iranian nuclear weapons program had been shut down. And, you know, this is very easy, the most basic kind of disinformation you put out when you're trying to hide something, is you say, all right, you get on these telephones, which we know the CIA taps, and you have a conversation expressing displeasure with this. I mean, that's so easy and so fraudulent. They show that, you know, they leak the source of the basis for this national intelligence, which they never do. This is another sign that this is a political show. This is a dog and pony show, as we call them in the military. They're trotting out evidence to bolster something. They're trying a little too hard to convince the American people something they want to believe anyway. But at the same time, this is a very unique document. First of all, it takes away the ability of the administration to attack Iran, and they have to say, well, you know, we have to continue diplomacy now. But it also gives them every excuse to attack any time they want. And so the real reason is, why do they want to quit? Why did the globalists say we got to stand back from this right now? That's the big question. And I think the answer has to do with two particular aspects of what they've done. First of all, they could only continue this globalist agenda marching through one country after another if the United States public continues to believe the propaganda that we're in there for democracy, that we're in there to serve United States interests, that we're protecting America from terrorism. And I'm frankly believing that the United States people are more and more starting to wake up that this is not valid anymore. I mean, we're getting weary of the fact that terrorism never ceases to end, that we continue to engender, as Ron Paul said, more terrorism by intervening in these countries. And that's exactly true. That is proof to me that the actual goal is to antagonize the world by this constant intervention, not to resolve anything. You know, these administrations, if they ever do anything with intelligence, it's keeping a foot on the pulse of the American people to see how well they're doing at getting believability across to the American people through their captive media. You know, if you look at the media propagandizes the American people incessantly about the administration point of view. And how do they do it? Because they put on administration people without criticism, or if they have people who, like on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, you never find people who really attack the administration. They have two points of view, one that has some reservations, but they agree with most of what the administration said, she'll say. And, of course, they have a person who's a right-wing. And these aren't real right-wing. I mean, they're not constitutional conservatives who really object to the way the Republicans have taken us down the road to further socialism. They're all the middle-of-the-road right-wing, which now is neocon, which means they're out to antagonize the world. They're out to, you know, as you pointed out very easily in your opening introduction, you take Reverend Hagee and other people who've written books about defending Israel have this knee-jerk reaction that because the Lord intends to preserve Israel, that anything in favor of the globalist Israeli government or our globalist agenda has to be in favor of Israel, and it's not true at all. Israel will survive in spite of the globalist attempt to actually undermine Israel through these phony peace processes and these wars. And it's not that these wars are inspired by God. God has to work around these things to preserve Israel because our own government and the Israeli government are trying to undermine the true security interest of the believing people of Israel. And the best of their country as well as the best of our country. So we've got a real problem with this estimate. I think that the administration was realizing that nobody was buying the propaganda about Iran, that if they attacked Iran, it would appear totally unprovoked. And there's a certain side of them that says, well, we want to provoke more antagonism in the world, but we can only do so as long as the American people will back us with their knee-jerk patriotism, with their support, their troop patriotism. They won't question it, because if we lose support at home, we could be out on our ear, and lo and behold, they could vote in someone like Ron Paul, who is rising in the polls dramatically. All of the people who are against this war are starting to coalesce with Ron Paul, and they're desperately trying to hold his poll numbers down by making sure they only telephone people who have landlines, which, you know, is very small percentage of the Ron Paul supporters are on landlines anymore. Most of them are on cell phones and on the Internet. And so by keeping your polling to the old people who are stuck on their television and their landlines, you're automatically excluding Ron Paul. But I think the funding numbers of his estimate that he's rising fast and they're desperate to keep him out of the polls. That's one of the reasons why they're pushing Governor Huckabee as the main champion of the Christian conservatives. They're replacing Fred Thompson, who was their champion, brought up. He's just a lackluster campaigner, and he's not going anywhere. So they're pushing Huckabee right now. But the main objective is to stop Ron Paul. To a certain extent, they don't want Mitt Romney either, because they're worried that he's not a conspirator, and then he might see something, but he's pretty well controlled by the fact that he wants to be elected so bad. He has accepted all the globalist advisors that they'd offered him, so he's got all of this warmongering agenda, just like Bush and Giuliani, and so he's so far not a danger. But there's always a danger when you put in someone like Ronald Reagan, who might see something who really isn't a conspirator. You've got to control them, and you've got to hide things from them. I mean, it's a much more difficult presidency when you've got someone that you that you're always fearful that might expose your agenda. It's much better to have someone like Giuliani who will pursue the agenda. Even if Bush is out of office, you can count on Giuliani to continue to do this. So they've got to worry about this primary. I believe they don't want to attack right now because there's a danger that the backlash would boost the presidency of Ron Paul.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Schallenberg here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Joining is Joel Schousen from World Affairs Brief. And Joel's contention is, and I agree with him, that they have brought forward the National Intelligence Estimate because they don't want to attack. Now, that doesn't mean that they may not want to attack in the future, but if they were to, for one reason or another, attack now, there'd probably be a tremendous backlash. I mean, we know that the average American knows that they deceived us about going into Afghanistan. They didn't go there to get Osama bin Laden. They know that they deceived us about going into Iraq, and we've lost thousands of men there and killed half a million to a million Iraqis, and it was all on faulty intelligence. So suddenly the intelligence changes overnight, supposedly, and we're told Iran is no longer a threat. They're not developing nuclear weapons. So at least for the time being, why the official policy seems to have changed. Well, we'll get back to that in just a moment. But before we go on, I want Joel to tell our listeners how they can get hold of a copy of his World Affairs Brief and to perhaps want to subscribe to it, as I do, and enjoy reading it every single week. So, Joel, how could people get your publication?
Dr. Stan, the World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service that I do on the Internet and through email. It is there's a modest subscription price for it. It's how I support myself and my work with my researchers. So I do appreciate people's support. They can go to my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, to check out the overview of the current World Affairs Brief. The one that we're talking about today is coming out later today. And people can get a one-time sample copy to see if they'd like to subscribe to the brief. If they want today's brief, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to email them a copy of what we're talking about today. There's a lot more information that we're not able to talk about on a radio show, and it's systematically laid out in today's brief for everyone. So I encourage people to go to the website and request a free sample if they're interested in reading more in depth what my analysis is.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you then go ahead and pick up and carry on with your other thoughts on why they suddenly put out this national intelligence estimate at this time. Obviously, it is to change American policy towards Iran, at least temporarily.
That's right. It is a temporary change, and people should not rejoice that they've stopped the Bush administration and their warmongering cold. Bush administration, or President Bush's rhetoric, is still antagonistic towards Iran. He was saying Iran is dangerous. Iran is dangerous. It will be dangerous if they have the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon. So he's gone from they'll be dangerous when they acquire a nuclear weapon to now they'll be dangerous if they have the knowledge. And now the intelligence estimate has already given the ammunition to say, okay, they've got the knowledge because they had a program. You see, now it's so easy for the administration to switch gears and suddenly say, oh, we found out that there's indications that Iran started up their nuclear weapons program. And what do the people do? Now, they've already passed the hurdle that has to prove that Iran has a nuclear weapons program, and they did it by stealth. They really have never proved that they had a program. What they did say they proved, which really isn't very good proof, they had this little piece of intelligence, which may or may not be disinformation, that says that they stopped having it. So it's like saying, well, is it proof that you beat your wife? Ah, yes, because we have a person that overheard you saying you stopped beating your wife. So if you stopped beating your wife, that's proof that you were beating your wife at one time in the future. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
They never had to prove to the American people that that Iran really had a nuclear weapon program. They have taken a phony piece of intelligence that they stopped as proof that they started at one time in the future. And so it's a very interesting and sophisticated sleight of hand, so that now they are exempt from ever having to prove that Iran has a nuclear weapon. All Bush has to do is say they started it up again, or that they won't come clean, and that's why he keeps pressing them to come clean. So he's got a hair trigger on Iran that can continue to foment this, and in fact, when they do attack Iran, it will exacerbate even more the antagonism toward the United States. But still, the American people will be put in this box of ignorance, claiming that weren't being aggressive, that we had the intelligence to justify going after Iran. So let me be very clear in my analysis. There's two major reasons why I think they want a temporary postponement. Number one, as we talked about, is they fear the backlash of the anti-war sentiment in the United States, which is accruing to the candidacy of Ron Paul. He is the only one, Democrat or Republican, except for Dennis Kucinich and the Democrats, who's really so far down, he doesn't have a chance. So he's the only one that is a threat to at least the Republican side of the slate, of Giuliani, Romney, Huckabee, even Tom Tancredo is buying into this globalist threat to terrorism type of thing. He's only strong, really, on the immigration issue. But they fear that if they attack Iran and there's a huge public outcry, The Ron Paul candidacy, which they have been successfully able to control and keep buried without significant press coverage, could explode and get away from them. So I think what's happening is that they're targeting the primary system. Once they get Giuliani out past the primary and into the nomination toward the end of the summer, then they're clear to harass Iran again. The second issue is the economy may not be able to handle the strain of a huge deficit expenditure war. They are funding the bailout of the economy right now to the tune of nearly $1 trillion, and the dollar is tanking because of it. Inflation is raging because of it. Oil prices are going sky high because of it. I just don't think they realize the economy can take more. They're at their wit's end to try to manage this economic problem and trying to keep it from imploding. They got the stock market beefed right back up to the 13,600, 700 realm. This is very hard to do with the manipulation when there's so much downward pressure from the fundamentals on the stock market and the bond market and the dollar market. They're temporarily able to get rallies going because they have large hoards of cash and they can inject funds into the option markets. They can get allies to boost the value of the dollar by doing it. But they can't keep doing this forever if they continue to put more downward pressure on the dollar and the economy with the huge expenditure of a war on Iran. So I think both for the economy's sake as well as for the political strength of the globalist set of candidates, and I'm not saying they're all globalists. Giuliani is a full globalist. He's a full conspirator, even in the 9/11. I'll say that openly. He had foreknowledge. He refused to tell the firefighters what he knew about these buildings coming down. He is responsible for the death of many of them. And a lot of the firefighters in here, most of them, in fact, are against the candidacy of Giuliani. Giuliani now is coming forward with the press finally is finding so much dirt about him that the Bernie Kerik problem of corruption with his administration and his support of Bernie Kerik was not an anomaly. Giuliani himself was involved in corruption of using tremendous state funds to have a liaison with a girlfriend, which is now his wife, but he was using state funds for security to cover his liaison trips to Long Island.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen to wrap up this morning's program on the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
This is Dr. Tom with the radio ministry Beit Shuvah, House of Repentance. My wife Annette and I are pleased to announce the expansion of our radio ministry to include our first meeting open to the public. This is not a church service, nor is it intended to replace your usual worship service. Our first meeting will be this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. at America's Best Value in Longmont, Colorado. The address is 3815 Highway 119 at I-25 and Colorado 119, exit 240. Please join us.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, pick the story up.
So I was talking about the fact that the powers that be are trying very much hard to manage the election to make sure that they get another globalist into the White House. They're going to have some significant new wars and things on the horizon that they need someone who will follow the agenda. I think it's very important to realize that the next president that we get, if it's an eight-year term, could well preside over the Third World War. So this could be the FDR person that they need. Now, FDR, as we know, was very much into the conspiracy to that his advisors talked him into, that you have to provoke an attack from Japan upon the United States to get us into this war. It was very much a globalist goal to get the United States into the war, because they were working with the title United Nations even 2 or 3 years before the United Nations was formed at the end of the war. They were working and using that term. So they clearly had globalist objectives to use the war as a means of causing all the allies to band together in a world government organization, that which they failed to get out of the First World War. And they tried to establish the League of Nations, and it was rejected because of the powers, the attack on American sovereignty that it would represent. And so I think what we're facing here is the establishment wants Rudolph Giuliani as an FDR-type individual. He very much fits the mold of someone who, isn't a real establishment insider who doesn't have to be convinced about these things, that he can certainly surround himself with the advisors who will be globalists to take us into this next war and provide all of the excuses that the public needs to get, patriotic backing for this next war. And these will be egregious. You know, we talk about the cover-up surrounding the government involvement in 9/11. That's nothing compared to the mother of all terrorism, which we'll face someday with a nuclear preemptive strike from Russia and China, as they finally take down the bully of the world, and that's really what we're providing Russia with. Excuses of preemption, probably the excuse of nuclear first use in some future war that we will start, and give Russia and China all of the excuse that they need to attack the United States preemptively in order to stop us from intervening around the world. And, of course, our leaders are building huge bunkers as we speak in the Washington, D.C. area. A new one under the Naval Observatory for the Vice President's office, showing that the Vice President is now becoming, under Cheney, of course, the main handler of the President instead of being the National Security Advisor. It's the actual Vice President. Whether or not that will be so in the future, the point is there's a huge bunker being built under the Naval Observatory, which is so deep underground, you know this is meant for a major nuclear strike that they're preparing for, not just some rogue terrorist threat, as they are claiming. So it's very important to look at this election, and they're very having great difficulty managing this because of the increasing anti-war feeling. And this whole scenario about the NIA is meant to defuse this for the period, at least through the primary, until they can get one of their own into the presidency. And they will control it, whether it's Hillary Clinton, she's got globalist controls all about her. She's never stopped any of this warmongering, never will. Barack Obama is probably not a knowing conspirator. He's probably in the same camp as Romney, surrounded himself with globalist advisors. Anybody who wants to get elected bad is going to surround yourself with the people who claim that they know how to get you elected. The trouble is, it's hard for a person of principle to get elected in today's environment, because most of the people are dumbed down and benefit corrupted. Even conservatives have their own set of benefits, like public schooling, which is illegal by the Constitution and is a violation of people's fundamental rights to not be taxed for something that they don't use. Public schooling should be something that only those who use that service should be paying for, not the rest of us who homeschool or use private schools or don't have children at all. And yet, you know, conservatives have bought into their own form of socialism and support those types of things. And so it's very difficult for a person championing the Constitution, which is quite restrictive, like Ron Paul does, to get elected. And he's had to be very careful not to attack the public schooling lobby. He's had to be he can attack the federal education portion of that, the federal control over education. That's still a popular thing with the conservatives. But more and more, as money gets tied to certain downward flows to the states, you get more and more Republicans dependent upon that education money coming through the feds, and the issue's getting weaker and weaker within the conservative movement. So this, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, is a crucial watershed. If the administration is going to deny us their true intentions vis-a-vis attacking Iran for now, we've got a temporary postponement. We're going to have to concentrate all of our forces in making sure that we take this, what I think is the last great opportunity to elect a constitutionalist. I think if we lose this battle, it's going to be very difficult to have another chance, to find another champion who is as great and as good as Ron Paul is.
I agree with you totally. I think we're very, very fortunate, and I hope our listeners out there will pray for his safety, for his provision and protection, because he certainly is a target of the internationalists. And I think the best candidate we've had, going back to the time of Barry Goldwater, a man who wants to get back to constitutional government, who believes in America and believes we should try to preserve it.
And, you know, ex-Governor Mike Huckabee of Arkansas is a very dangerous candidate because he's the Jimmy Carter, in my opinion, of the Republican side. I don't believe he's a knowing conspirator either, but he very much had a compromised agenda in Arkansas, made some very bad mistakes. Phyllis Schlafly is just ruthless in her criticism of how much damage Huckabee did to the conservative Republicans in Arkansas. Now, it's my belief, ever since Bill Clinton and the corruption that entered the governorship of Arkansas during that time and its collusion with the federal government to bring drugs into this country, that Arkansas has never been the same. No governor of Arkansas has ever been truly conservative or anti-powers that be in Arkansas, and neither was Huckabee. He made some egregious mistakes, and he's still making them. But he wears his religion on his sleeve, and it's selling well in Iowa right now.
Right, and the conservative Christians are following along like the children of the Pied Piper of Hamlet. God bless you, Joel. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Those of you who remember my interviews with Daniel Estulin, who's written a book on the Bilderbergers, remember that he said, and he said this to me twice on two different, or maybe three times on the three different programs we had him on, that at the last Bilderberger meeting, they had come up with a conclusion that the administration had to stop this effort to attack Iran, or the effort to justify attacking Iran. In other words, the Bilderbergers had made the decision among themselves, no attack on Iran, and then suddenly we find this national intelligence estimate coming out. So understand there are various forces at work in Washington, D.C., and behind them are other organizations, and behind them are the spiritual forces we talk about. And if you doubt that they exist, go to their website, www.luciustrust.org, and they'll introduce you to the Masters of Wisdom, the spiritual hierarchy, the Elder Brothers, these forces. They say they're perfected human beings. I believe they're demonic forces working behind the scenes, influencing people of great wealth and power who then are able to influence current policy. When you understand how things really work, that there is another dimension, that there are powerful forces moving the world towards this great coming war, World War III, call it what you will. Understand that what they really want to do is kill off most of the Christians and most of the Jews, yes, and most of the Muslims, yes, killing one another, part of their plan. And I think this is covered in my February 2007 newsletter. I hope you'll go up to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull it down and read it. Now, we do carry the book on the Bilderbergers. If you'd like to get those interviews with Daniel Estulin, you can order them through Radio Liberty. We will have, within 3 weeks, a new four-tape set on the Bilderbergers with some fascinating, fascinating guests. And then, of course, we do have in stock right now the book, Satanic Crimes. And it goes into the background of the Bilderbergers and, of course, specifically those over in Europe who are involved in all sorts of sex slavery and pedophilia, and talks about the White March, where 300,000 Belgians got out and marched against the Bilderbergers and their pedophilia, and not one word in the American press. But then the book on the Bilderbergers has sold millions of copies throughout the rest of the world, and here in the United States you could only get one publisher, and that's our friend Chris Milligan. But the book is available. We hope many of you will want to get it. It's the Bilderbergers. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And maybe you could order those interviews with Daniel Estulin separately. As I say, before long, we'll have the four tape set. Then we do, of course, carry Alex Jones' great new DVD called Endgame. It goes into the Bilderbergers and population control. Alex has done a great job on Endgame, and we recommend that to you. And then the book Satanic Crimes, the four-tape set on the Satanic Crimes. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. If you've not yet read our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, the three pamphlets there, basically compilations of our newsletters, you'll certainly want to read those. If you've not, you need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. Oh, that's a DVD. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today. So until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.